This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. It's Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Good to have taxes behind us. So what would you do to avoid ever having to pay them again? WalletHub out with a new survey says 36% would move to a different country if it meant never having to pay again. 24% say they would get an IRS tattoo. 16% would stop talking for 6 months. 15% would take a vow of celibacy. And 11% would change their child's name to taxes. All right. So what's the part of your appearance you worry about the most? Word out, top five here. Clothing, skin, weight, hair, and teeth. Working on the weight, goat yoga is so 2018 now. The latest trend in yoga is lemur yoga, a.k.a. Limoga. The Amarthwaite Hotel and Spa in England is the birthplace of this yoga fad, and it's all thanks to a group of lemurs that live in a nearby wildlife park. The class actually takes place in the park, where lemurs like to practice their own form of yoga as a way to stay warm, their bellies in the sunshine. While there, you can also hike with an alpaca and meet a family of meerkats. Limoga. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Maybe you saw a picture of this over the weekend. The company has created onesie pajamas with a bean bag attached to the behind, you know, so you can sit down whenever, wherever you like. No doubt created for the laziest human beings on the planet. One neighborhood in Jackson, Mississippi, somebody's leaving bowls of mashed potatoes in odd places. They found the spuds on cars, on porches, even inside mailboxes. One of the residents said their neighborhood is famous for being quirky, but nobody can figure out who's leaving the mashed potatoes out. Well, it is Holy Week. It could be a miracle. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Wild weekend at the Walmart in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where police were called after a woman walked into the store with her dog. It wasn't on a leash. Police say while the dog started chasing customers, the woman shoplifted items and ran out of the store. She used karate moves to try to keep the police at bay. Meanwhile, her 26-year-old son was allegedly in the store, exposing himself and trying on clothes. When police tried to apprehend him, they say he tried to run them down with his electric scooter. Then, as the police were cuffing the two, their dog ran out of the store with a box of Jiffy cornbread mix in his mouth. Boy, does that sound like something that would happen in Florida. Oh, here's another yoga story. There's this new fitness trend called Rage Yoga. Only three locations offering it so far in Houston, Edmonton, and Calgary. The idea is you perform yoga poses while screaming profanities and getting drunk. There are plenty of beer breaks during the session, and participants are encouraged to cuss a blue streak during class. I think I prefer the goats, llamas, and even cats here at the Alvan Humane Society. There's a charity basketball game coming up on Thursday the 25th, Carnell Jackson Student versus Teacher Fundraiser. It's at 5 o'clock. Carnell Jackson is the father of freshman basketball and football player Damon Jackson. Carnell died from cancer, and all the proceeds from the game will be going to the family. Tickets are $5 for general admission. Donations accepted at the door. Again, the Carnell Jackson student versus teacher fundraiser basketball game. By the way, it was first scheduled for the 18th. It's been moved to the 25th. So it'll be on Thursday the 25th, 5 o'clock at South Haven High School Gym. Need more info? Contact the school. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a guy was carted off by cops after he was found passed out on his golf cart. Oh, when he had five bottles of Fireball by his side. Dean Hooks was detained by officers who were called to investigate reports that he was dozing off behind the wheel of his golf cart waiting for a red light to change. Yeah. When they arrived, the 45-year-old was dazed, groggy, reeked of alcohol, and unable to answer tough questions like, what's your name? Where do you live? Deputy reported Hooks had an open bottle of Fireball in his pocket, four more sitting in the cart beside him. He agreed to take a breathalyzer test, registered more than three times the state's legal limit. The Daily Buzz. If you see something I could buzz about, get it to me, paul@wcsy.com. You can drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Snail mail is 11637 M140, Suite B. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are available at wcsy.com, our website. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. They can also be found on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Landecker, let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.